You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve, the producer, Megatron Phillips, and I'm flying solo into this week's adventure into geekdom. So as always, thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to help support the show, share it on social media and tell your friends. And as always, comment on the episodes in your desired method, whether it be social media or the website, and let me know what you'd like to hear next. Obviously, it's been a little while since an episode, mostly due to the fact that last week we were going to record two Future Imperfects, so we could get that show kind of up and rolling again. And this week, I recorded an All Things Transformers with TFT1 Mike and Alex. And so, it's been a little bit of an adventure jumping back into hosting and producing multiple shows again. That's kind of why we haven't had a new episode. And Altered Geek obviously is like my main show, and I will continue to do it, even though at times I'll kind of lose my marbles on it and then kind of question why I'm doing it. But again, I still enjoy it overall. So last week we kind of went off on a tirade on a multitude of different things. Forgive me if you hear paper rustling in the background. I'm sitting in my car, mostly because I'm recording on my phone right now. There's this weird thing I've noticed now that I've moved. I don't have the same energy on the podcast that I did when I was recording at night before the move. It's something that's kind of helped and hindered in a sense. It's hindered me in the sense I can't actually get fully all into what I'm recording. The plus side is I figured out the daytime is when I have that. So I may start doing some live streaming of the podcast during like a lunch hour, like once a week. And the same episode would be post-produced and posted on Fridays as usual. But I was thinking of possibly switching the day of release and recording. I don't know how everybody feels about that. I was kind of thinking of moving it to Tuesday. I've noticed that there's been a sharp decline on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as far as downloads and everything else. And Tuesday seems to be just an overall better day to do this. And so I was thinking that moving the day might help benefit the podcast. But again, that's just an idea at this point. I'm not committing to that yet. But that's kind of a thing I'm looking towards. So anyways, last week, beautiful crows outside. I needed some sunlight, some fresh air, so it actually is really nice out for mid-October in Colorado. It's 76 degrees. So anyways, last week we kind of went on a tirade, and then I kind of had this multiple question thing going on yesterday of, you know, has the show outlived its purpose? Do you still enjoy it? Or are there parts of it that are kind of annoying? You know, are the ads a problem? Would you like a new show? Or would you like the show revamped to be completely new from anything done on it before to freshen it up? I know periodically we refresh the podcast and kind of redo the structure and everything that's talked about and or how it's talked about. I tried the segment thing. It kind of just broke it up funky. I'm going to start actually strategically placing the mid-roll so that it's not just middle of the conversation. So I'll probably take designated breaks with the intent of plopping that dynamic ad insertion in that exact moment and then picking it up on the other side. So I'll probably talk a few things here, and then I'll kind of cut back, and then that way it's fair warning. And it's just better on the ears, honestly, instead of having the abrupt, oh crap, there's an ad. So Brad responded, enjoying the show. It's changing formats a bit over the last few months. And while having a couple of guesses on is great, last week's episode was a slog to listen to, with retelling of school stories, chasing girls and alike. There didn't seem to be any purpose to that episode apart from the three of us having a chat, which is fine. And I kind of agree. Part of it I've noticed too is when I'm recording, and this has become an issue since I've moved, I've noticed, because we're 2 hours different from where I used to live, time zone wise, I'm in Mountain Standard Time now instead of Eastern Standard, and I would say a good 75% of the people I record with are in the Eastern time zone. So it kind of hinders things a little bit, because when I'm available, it's 9 p.m., which is actually an hour earlier than when I used to be available. In Michigan, I used to be available at 10 p.m. In Michigan, which was great for the people that lived in Central or Mountain Standard or especially the Pacific Coast, because it drops an hour every time you jump time zones. But the problem now is I record at 9 o'clock, not out of want, because I'd honestly prefer to go back to the 10 o'clock time slot or the 9:30. The problem is if I do that, and it's an hour later where TFJ1 Mike is at. So if I record at, let's say, 9 Mountain Standard Time, it's 10 Central. And then it's 11 Eastern, which means that I've pretty much, unless I start much earlier, it's going to kind of, and I'd love to have Mike Powers back on the podcast, to be honest, and if he's fine with that time slot, that's great, but I know that the time slot getting later has been an issue in the past, and the guys from Twig are generally available anyway around that time. At least Alex is, and Birdman Dodd, we actually were going to record two Future Imperfects last week, and he's like, I'm dog tired, man. And he was falling asleep during the first episode, so after we finished our discussion, we signed him out and then started over and kind of continued from there. But no, it's just, I don't know, it's made it difficult to record with other people just because of the time zone change and everything else. So, yeah, it's a different dynamic. And again, I apologize for all the sounds and driving and parking lots and cars and everything else. It's either I have my air conditioning running, which is just annoying, or I just have natural sound of the surrounding area. So I'll figure out another dynamic soon. I'm hoping that at some point I can start using maybe the studio here or doing something else. But I when I record, I typically don't like being in the same room as other people or having a control room atmosphere when I'm recording my own shows. So anyways, yeah, I apologize for the slog of a episode last week. We kind of got off in different tirades, and it kind of devolved heavily. So anyways, Scanner51 says, the show's fine. I'm really enjoying the three-person roundtable aspect of the show. The ads are fine, although the ad in the last show scared me because it came out of nowhere. He says, I think segments are not good. I like the even flow of just a conversation and think it works best for the show. Let's just have some topics and see where the show goes. Segments make it seem like you're forced to talk about something. He's like, we're all friends here. Let's have a conversation, which I totally agree, man. I really enjoy having the conversation and having the outlet to be able to talk to you guys and kind of pick your brain on the latest in geekdom and the latest of everything kind of going on. There's a ton just in general. Things changing, whether it's with podcasting or technology or the geek world. I mean, we're already getting confirmation of more casting for the Matt Reeves Batman movie now. I know it's kind of a weird, subtle transition there, but like, you know, we've got the Zoe Kravitz, which is going to be Catwoman. They've got the guy that was, he refused to speak and he was like colorblind or something. And Little Miss Sunshine, older brother that was kind of moody or whatever, he's going to be playing the Riddler. Jonah Hill's kind of exited because Warner Brothers took too long. And they're still going through the casting of everything. It's going to be an interesting film. I'll see it. I don't have much optimism, but I'm not going to have that judgment throw that I usually do. because one, I honestly don't care about a lot of these franchise movies anymore or any of these big companies. It seems like they're all, not that they're getting played out. I feel like they're just kind of milking it for all it's worth. And I'm not on the boat of like Martin Scorsese where he's like, oh, superhero movies and comic book movies are garbage. They're not real cinema. You know, and Kevin Smith, of course, defended cinema, and he's like, you know, it's a film you grew up with or you watched with a parent, or it has some kind of an emotional, nostalgic attachment, and or the franchise does, and that's what draws people. And so I kind of see both spectrums, but at the same time, like, I don't necessarily want to see a million rehashes of shows, and I don't want to see reboots or remakes or sequels to things that have done in the past. There was some kind of a joke going around of, you know, Liam Hemsworth, or not Liam, Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. doing a Three Amigos remake. And I was like, no, I mean, I could see them working comedically together and, you know, writing a brand new movie, but I don't necessarily want to see them redo the Three Amigos. And it's not even just nostalgia. It's just, why go back and remake an old movie? When is a remake ever really surpassed or done better than an original? When you're making it over verbatim of the same movie, basically. When you're reinventing, like, you're starting over in a franchise type thing. You know, you're, like, for instance, like the Spider-Man movies where they start over and reboot. They're going for a totally different style and a totally different storyline. It's not even a remake. It's just another series of films. So those are even different. So I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit burned out on the superhero scene. Plus they're going in because they've run out of things to do with the heroes. They're going in all in on these prequels or the villain films where they're making the villains like the supposed hero, or, you know, or not even the hero, just showing their issues, whether it's Venom or Carnage or Suicide Squad or the Birds of Prey or Joker, or I'm not going to watch any of those movies, and I haven't. The only one I've watched is like the first Suicide Squad, and to be honest, I thought it was hot garbage. The other ones I have no interest in watching, and so I'll probably never review those. I have zero interest in reviewing those movies or even watching them. I watched, for instance, Endgame, really enjoyed that. But again, it's done. I don't necessarily want to see. I'm kind of done with the Marvel movies now. I mean, now that Endgame's done, the main draw for me of that whole franchise was Iron Man. After that, I honestly don't care anymore, and I'm not really invested. They've written off Cap. They've written off Iron Man, and so I really have no draw to the series anymore, which is fine. They don't have to cater to me or cater to anybody else. I realize that they have to reinvent because not only their actors getting old, but the, you know, they need to evolve and go in a different direction, and so I totally understand that. But I like I said, I have zero draw to the series, and they're even technically, you know, the next Thor movie, they're going to basically write him out too. Because they're going to have a female Thor, and so it's, you're going to end up with all, you know, a female version of the Avengers, and, you know, well, that's all fine and dandy. It's not my cup of tea. I liked the mixed ratio of all of the team of both, you know, genders, and I thought that, you know, it was really well done with that. You know, whether they had enough screen time or something, totally different story, but honestly, like, I just, it's not a draw for me anymore. And I guess that's kind of, I'm going back and just honestly watching old stuff. I have no reason to go watch anything that's new. I haven't seen a movie in theater since the last Star Wars movie. The last Star Wars movie I saw in theater was The Force Awakens. I didn't even see The Last Jedi in theater. Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't seen a movie in theater since then, and that's, like, going on 3 years, 4 years. So it doesn't honestly faze me or bother me at this point anymore. Although it's nice, they got this really nice dine-in theater that's close to where I work. And I thought about going there during our production week, because we're going into another production of the audio series that I'm producing. And so they, you know, we'll be there from 9 a.m. till whenever we finish that particular day for the, you know, 8-day span that we're doing this. And I thought about going to see a movie, except for the fact that there's nothing I really want to see in the theater. I'm interested in the new Terminator movie. I'm not interested in certain aspects of it, but I'm interested in seeing what they do because it's supposed to take place so many years later and after T2. So I'm interested in that, but I really don't. There might have been another movie I was interested in, but I can't recall right now. It wasn't obviously enough to hit my radar. So, but I've been having fun going back to Netflix and Hulu and kind of watching things, watching the old Trek films, watching the old series. It's interesting going back and rewatching. I am, however, interested in the new Animaniacs show that's coming out. That all the original cast is going to be back for, the writers, the producers, everything. What remains to be seen is if they keep the animation. I really don't want to see them turn into some like hot garbage version of the animation, like they've done with so many other series in the last 5 to 10 years. They've had this weird amalgamation of just messy drawing. It's not even artistic anymore for the most part. It's just simplistic. And I know that that's, again, everybody's cup of tea there, but I don't... If it's that animation, that's going to throw me, even if it's the original actors. And I think that while some will enjoy it, I think if... I think it's kind of a 50-50 factor here on the show. If they don't have the voice actors, the show will flop, like the original ones. If they don't have the animation there, you know, with it, it's going to flop. If they don't have the quality writing there, it's going to flop. And so it's kind of thirds. But you kind of get what I'm saying. If it's not cohesive and it's not like it, similar to what it was back when it was on the air, I feel like it's going to fail. I obviously understand they're going to tweak things a little bit. I mean, that's like Batman the Animated Series to the New Adventures of Batman and Robin, where they tweaked it, or Justice League, where they tweaked it. There's a difference between tweaking and all outright just totally changing everything. And so I guess that's kind of where I'm at. If they tweak it, I'm perfectly fine with that, because obviously they're going for a different look, different era. But I don't want to see it so alienated and different in animation style that they completely botch it. Speaking of other video things that I kind of was watching, I was going through like some kind of a slump last night and just kind of watching videos that would make me laugh. And this was after recording All Things Transformers. I just had no energy to record this podcast. And so I have all the energy now, for the most part. I've got a stuffed nose and weather's changing, so my allergies are going with it. I was watching this guy called James Veitch. I don't know if you're familiar with him. But he's done like a couple of TED Talks. He's done stuff on Conan. He's been on the Jimmy Fallon show. He's got a YouTube channel. Pretty funny guy. He's British. Or at least sounds that way.
With kind of a squeaky high-pitched voice when he talks to you. And he kind of talks like this a little bit.
But anyways, he his whole shtick is he spams and pranks email spammers or people that get the wrong email address. And so what he does is, like, for instance, there's one that he's doing and they're trying to get him to send money, and it was from like a fake bank or something. And so he's, you know, he does his research on it, but then he'll send like images back, or like he'll doctor images to purposely like prove his point. For instance, like he made up you know, like if you open a bank account, you get a free toaster or something. And he made like a coupon and an ad for it. It's really hilarious how he's just pranking these spammers to the point that they tell him to stop emailing. And I'm kind of waiting for one of those opportunities because I do get spammed quite a bit on certain channels because people are trying to sell me crap for Geekcast Radio, and I've told some of them I'm blatantly not interested at all. Or even like people that are wanting to pay advertise, but they're like, you can tell that they're bogus, or at least like their content's going to be bogus that they want to repost. So I watch this and I have fun with it because I'm waiting for that opportunity where I can do the same thing because I think it would be funny. And it would just be something to do. It'd be like a game. He's like, I figure out the game and then I play the game back. So like he'll do it to the point that they just quit emailing. And he had somebody, you know, I watched another comedian last night. He got a phone call that was a wrong number, and he tried to explain it, and this guy's like chewing him out over the phone. And so he's like, all right, I'll play along. So he starts like taking the information they're giving and he's playing back to the point that they end up having a conference call and the guy's like talking in it. And then finally they come to the conclusion that he actually doesn't work there. And this was after like weeks of them conversing back and forth. Just he would do it for fun because they would just keep doing it. And so I don't know, I find those things humorous because there's very little online that is really all that funny anymore. There's a lot of stupid video type things. It's gotten really strange online anyway. There was this really good video though. Somebody posted, I can't remember if it was on Facebook. I want to say it was like Doug Abel found it or somebody. But it's a like an explicit video, but there's a dead man that pranks his family at his own funeral by using a recording that he recorded a year before he died because he knew he was terminally ill, to scream, "Let me out," as they put his coffin into the ground. And so as they're lowering his coffin, he's screaming, "Let me out! Yes, you! I'm in the hole right here in this box! Let me out!" And like only the kids and the wife knew about it so that they could laugh at the funeral instead of cry. And everybody's just laughing like hilariously because, you know, he's pranking everybody. And it's funny. It's genuinely funny. And he ends it with, you know, him singing goodbye and saying, "Well, yeah, you can't talk to me. I'm dead. I'm in the box here," you know, and just kind of turning it into a funny moment. But again, it's just one of those things that's funny, and there's very little of it around anymore because everybody's so hate-filled and so like upset about everything. But yeah, and then with the Disney acquisition of all the 20th Century Fox things, with them re-releasing everything or with new logos, because Disney was going through this whole thing on Disney Plus on Twitter, dropping every image of every show that they're going to have, including the new stuff. But it was funny because they had Disney on everything. Even if it was a 20th Century Fox thing, the logo was gone and it says Disney. So it kind of makes the Simpsons Disney now. Disney's Simpsons, you know. But anyways, it was really, really funny because people are like, it's super weird, questionable to see the Disney logo on the 20th Century Fox stuff. Though worth noting, they've done this in-house before too, most notably with like Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a Touchstone release, but then got rebranded to Disney later on. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot going on in the movie world. The only thing that bothers me with it is, you know, how, for the most part these days, Hollywood seems to take anything that was once popular and then force a remake out of it because, you know, they don't seem to learn their lesson, either because most of these remakes fail miserably, but they still come out with them. It's like, create something new. Just stop. We've seen enough of the same stuff. I get, like, if you want to have a franchise of something, don't remake it. If you absolutely feel you need to do something, reboot it. Yeah, but it's still going to suck because it's not the original, and people are going to always hold it to that original film. Even if the original sucks by today's standards, people are still going to hold that candle to that old content. So you're better off just creating something brand new and starting over, which, let's face it, there's not much that... I mean, there is, but nobody pays attention to it, which I think is because we focus so heavily on the nostalgia. Yeah, everybody has their own favorite shows. Everybody has their favorite nostalgic items. But ultimately, it's... they're trying to make a buck. And it's obvious. It's really obvious. So it's kind of unfortunate, but it's... again, very obvious. So I'm thinking about, in a future episode, reading my Transformers fan dub. I don't know if anybody would be interested in hearing that. Fan fiction that I wrote years ago. Basically, it would be like a tack on or like an extra episode or something, or maybe on All Things Transformers, but... It's an idea I've had for a while. I have a plethora of other things, whether it be for voice actors or, production side of things. Because in extroverted, introvert, variety of other things. Anyways, I don't want to bore everybody with it. Like I said, there's a lot that I could talk about. But I feel like this episode has run its course, and I don't want to bore anybody. I'm feeling like I'll be more passionate next week anyway. I really wanted to get out an episode. It's been a week, 2 weeks since an episode, and I had a few things that were kind of interesting to talk about anyway. So, remember, if you'd like to follow the podcast, be sure to subscribe to the show on all the various podcast platforms. If you need a list, just go to geekcastradio.com, click on the episode post, and you'll see a variety of different platforms there. I don't even have to list them for you. Just give you that one location, and you can find everything you need. Send your feedback, send any of your constructive criticism, any of your content you'd like to hear about next week. Because again, there's a ton we could talk about ad nauseum. I could talk about voice acting and the fun with that. Cannot wait for season 12 of the Discovery Mountain podcast. Mostly because I get to hear what the end production sounds like of me talking to myself. It's not even like an ego thing or a pride thing. It's just, I'm just curious how it sounds. And what takes the director used, because I did some multiple times. He does multiple takes of everybody, so it's not like a I screwed up moment. But I'm interested genuinely to see what they do with it and how it sounds when it's all complete. But I also played two other characters in another episode, which is kind of like a Bible scene where they have characters talking. But season 13, I'm going to try and play double duty again, too. It just kind of depends after we get everybody in studio. I'm going to attempt to play three more Bible characters and play my one regular character that I have. And the other one that I have in the main storyline that I did in season 12, he'll probably be back in like 14 or 15 of seasons. But it's a lot of fun to go in the booth. I was nervous as all get up to begin with, and getting in there and actually doing it, it's so much fun to get to actually voice act in a real production that goes on. They've got a couple hundred radio stations that this program airs on. And then also it's on all the podcast platforms. So it's really cool to be a part of something like that, that's got far reach. Yeah, maybe when some of the produced content comes out, I'll slap a clip in the episode, too, so that people can kind of hear a little bit of what it sounds like. It's very interesting. It's literally the only show that my kids will listen to that they tell us to shut our mouths, because we will talk. You know, when you're trying to get a point across and you're talking or you're listening to something, the kids won't be quiet. And then... the other way around, works for this audio program. So it's really cool that they have to use their imagination and can't just watch a screen. Not saying that they don't occasionally watch things, but it's kind of that mentality of keeping them using that imagination. So, anyways, thank you guys for listening, and as always, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. See you next time.